I'm Howard Rees and I presented the first of this week's specialist music shows on Exposure Radio. We look back to the summer of 1967, the summer of love. We played some fantastic music from the period and we had two very interesting guests. We had Andrew Jeffries, who's a freelance photographer and 60s music expert, and GTFM DJ Howard Griffiths, who spoke to us about the chart music of 67. So listen and enjoy. Where did your love of that period come from?
Well, I was fortunate because my brother was 10 years older than me.
Yeah.
So as I was a child, really, in the early 70s, I was able to listen to a huge selection of records that I would never have heard if I hadn't had him playing them in the house at the time.
Yeah.
So I got to hear Hendrix and The Doors and Jefferson Airplane, The Beatles, obviously, because he was mad on The Beatles. So
yeah.
I heard all those records when I was from about 6 or 7.
Right.
So they were just in the house constantly. So whereas other people had to go and discover them and buy them, they were just there, part of the furniture, really. So
yeah,
so very lucky.
And it wouldn't have been sort of like the kind of music that your peer group would have been listening to then?
No, not then. I mean, it was sort of, I suppose, T-Rex we were all listening to, and Bowie, and he was playing them as well, but I was also exposed to the sort of from about 1960 on, particularly the Beatles, really.
Right.
And all that sort of early rock and roll, Elvis, and then obviously he loved psychedelic music.
Right.
Not quite as much as me, but...
We've got a special guest on the line now. The man who's... I think it's fair to say he's an expert in all things 1960s, Howard Griffiths. We're talking about 1967, and... sort of like we're looking specifically at sort of like the summer of love and whatever, but what specifically were the charts like during that year?
Well, we opened the charts on the 19th of January. The Monkees took over from Tom Jones, who had been 7 weeks at number one from the beginning of December. So the Monkees came in on the 19th of January with I'm a Believer. And was written by an up-and-coming songwriter by the name of Neil Diamond.
Whatever happened to him, I wonder?
he's one of those stars that's probably parking cars and pumping gas now. But, yeah, probably. Are we joking?
You're listening to the best of Exposure Radio on exposureradio.org.